Hello and welcome back. My name is Ajay Sellers and I am your host of TLC for Life, where we teach, learn, and create amazing ways to have amazing lives. So earlier this week, I put out a post on the blog, which was called The Four Little Things to Make Your Transition Better. The original post was actually on my other site, Authentically Ajay. And it talks about the same four points, but a little bit differently, as the one on TLC for Life really talks about transition, and it talks about how being positive is really important and showing gratitude is really important, and the ability to stop procrastinating and letting things pile, and then really being authentic. All four of those things really lead back to one main feature, which I think is really important for people to pay attention to. And that piece that people really need to pay attention to when they're in this process is the art of mindset. And really understanding that your mindset can have a huge influence over how positive you are, how grateful you are, how much procrastination you have, and really how authentic you're living your life. So I think it was really, really important that you understand that your mindset and the mindset that you've created over the years for yourself can have an input and an effect on how your day-to-day life is going. So when it comes to being positive, you know, your mindset is really about, if transition is tough, lots of people kind of have that mindset that to transition your life and your gender and sex is really tough. And at some levels, it is. But if your mindset is so focused on how tough it is, then you can end up putting up some barriers for yourself. And the worst thing to do is end up being the person who's causing the barrier. So I really encourage my clients to figure out and work on their mindset. Are they blocking themselves with their own mindset? Do they have a mindset that says, this is really tough, this is going to be hard work, I don't know that it's in me, I don't know this, I don't know that. And part of this process is really figuring out, what do you want? What will it feel like? What is that feeling? Identify with that feeling when you're finished with your transition, knowing that it's possible that you can complete this transition. Yes, there may be some stumbling blocks along the way, some things that get in the way, but that doesn't make it impossible. That doesn't make it hard. It doesn't have to make it difficult. The positive mindset and really understanding that it is all possible and that in the end you can have this wonderful, authentic life based on your terms can be really powerful. I think it's important. I see lots of clients who come to this place that it's, you know, everyone's out to get me, it's not good. That's really your mindset. People aren't literally out to get you. You just have the mindset that people are. People are actually trying to be very supportive, and I think it's about our mindset that we have to get through different phases and change our mindset to a more positive place, that we are trying to move forward and people are trying to be supportive. But people also have to follow their own processes, especially if they're doctors or therapists and those sorts of professions. They're not out to get you. They just have policies, procedures from either their higher ups, their male practice insurance people. They need to cross their T's and dot their I's as much as you need to cross your T's and dot your I's for surgery. So no one's out to get you, so that mindset can really get in the way and create a negative place. And so we really want to kind of step back from that and really move to a place where you are positive, understanding that the end result is there, it's possible, it's available, you can make it happen, you can move yourself to a positive place. It is all possible. It is all within your reach. One of the things I usually recommend to clients is to visualize what it will look like at the end of the day. So sitting back, taking a few minutes, closing your eyes, and really visualizing when this is all done, the transition is done, what will you look like? What will you feel like? Where is the power in that? How does it make you feel? Do you feel excited? Do you feel happy? Do you feel warm? Do you feel anxious? What are all of those feelings? Really connect to those feelings, because that's what we're driving toward, are those feelings, because those feelings create the mindset, those positive feelings that are creating this mindset in this visualization are what we want to have today going forward, so that when we get to that point where we are visualizing, when we get to that point, which will happen, we will already know what this feeling feels like. And so this is really important. It's also important if you are a writer to write that stuff down. What will this look like? What will it feel like? What will you be wearing when you leave the hospital? What will you wear on your first day out? What will, you know, how will you wear your hair? How will all of that? Where will you stay when you get home? Who will take care of you? You know, have you picked your doctors? There are lots of different things that you can write down and visualize and kind of go through this and really creating the mindset to go forward. So I hope that you enjoy the blog that talks about the four things that can actually hold back your transition if they're not really well aligned, which are being positive, showing gratitude, being thankful for the people who are supporting you, stopping the procrastination, which is a big one. We have a tendency to really get in our way because we don't like to do things that are uncomfortable. Sometimes it's easier to just do them quickly and get them out of the way than to let them fester. So that's a big one. I really encourage lots of people to do that. And then the last one is really living authentically and knowing who you are, where you want to be, what you want your life to be, and really figuring that out both in the future, doing the visualizations and the writing routines that there are that I just spoke about, and also really spending time and understanding where you are today. So I hope that this was quick and helpful, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and we will be back next week. I have a guest coming on who is going to be talking about her name change. And there'll be some more information about that later in the week. So I hope you have a good week. All right. Bye-bye.